In North Carolina, women are paid 82 cents for every dollar that men are paid, according to a survey by the U.S. Census Bureau. The reasons are complex, including cultural expectations of gender roles. Naomi Prelo reports on an effort to erase that gender pay gap.
Janice Imgrund is a board member of the Winston-Salem chapter of the American Association of University Women. She recently led a gender pay gap workshop for women in Greensboro. It's one of several the AAUW is leading across the country. Imgrund told the women it's important to be flexible when talking about salary.
Don't jump to conclusions. Don't try to interrupt them. Be cool, calm, and collected. Remember, negotiation is not a battle. It's a conversation.
And she told the women it's okay to talk about their accomplishments and relate that to why they deserve more money.
We don't brag. We need to brag on ourselves more often. That's what the men do. Don't you always hear them saying, oh, I did this and I did that and I did this? You need to start doing the same thing.
The AAUW put out a report using a census survey that breaks down women's earnings by race and ethnicity compared to a white man's earnings. On average, women across the country make 80 cents to a man's dollar. For black women, it's 63 cents. And for Hispanic or Latino women, it's 54 cents. Workshop leaders showed women how to figure out their target salary, and they led participants in salary negotiation role-playing exercises. Michaela Wilson and Nikki Gautreau drove from Chapel Hill to attend the workshop. Wilson graduated from college 2 years ago and works as a college advisor for a nonprofit. She says she learned she can deflect the "what's your salary" conversation until she's more prepared to negotiate.
That really wasn't something that I had thought about, because that's something that I am being asked for all of my job applications is upfront, how much money do I want to make? And I sort of assumed I had to answer that question.
Nikki Gautreau says the workshop had something for women at all stages in their careers.
Even if this was tailored towards people who are well within their careers, I think it was really helpful for people who are starting their careers, because I just didn't know so many things about what's standard about 90-day reviews and all of that.
But not everyone at the workshop was on the same side of the negotiating table. LaShonda Lash works in human resources for a hospital in Madison. She makes job offers and realized she can be a bit harsh.
That I cut people off. And honestly, there have been times when someone has, I can tell they don't know how to verbalize what they want. And then, okay, this person doesn't know how to negotiate. So that was interesting to see.
The workshop made her think about the role salary negotiations can play in getting the best people.
If we want the ideal candidate, what are we willing to pay for that ideal candidate?
AAUW officials suggest establishing a target salary and then stretching it upward to begin salary negotiations. Laura Tiu is a board member of the Greensboro branch of AAUW. She says she just wants women to know their worth and receive it.
We want you to have the resources to find your target salary, and then we want you to be able to compile the data or the information that would allow you to at least defend in your own head why you have come up with that target salary.
The AAUW wants to train 10 million women to negotiate their salaries by 2022. Naomi Prelo, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.